Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We started in right hot out of the gate with Youth Without Youth by Metric of the Week. It's Synthetica, baby. That's the album, not the baby part. That's just what I added. But I never really play much of Synthetica as an album on this show, which is weird because I actually like it. It's not like Pagans in Vegas where I actively think it was a little disappointing. I just think that Synthetica, it's a good album. I just never remember it when I'm organizing a playlist. But now it's here. It's a great album. You should go check it out. We've got like an eccentric bunch of music today. I hope you enjoy. I hope you are down for the journey about to put you through, in a good way. It's gonna have electronic music, some punk music. This one, we're gonna start off kind of slow and work our way up. But I hope you guys enjoy. Remember, you can call in at 855-915-9636, meaning 855-915-WMFO. We're just gonna get on with it. Hope you guys enjoy.
T'es loin là.
That's a little preview. It's gonna get wild. First one was Christine and the Queens with Girlfriend featuring Dom Funk. It's a single. Also, I think this is gonna be on their album, Chris. It's gonna be the newest one, coming out in 2019, if not already out already. I found about Christine and the Queens through actually Charlie XCX. Did a collab song called Gone. It's pretty darn good, but Girlfriend is kind of like my favorite right now. Also, not my favorite song, but $5 as a music video, really good. Check it out. Next was Joji with Can't Get Over You featuring Clamps Casino from his first album, Ballads 1, first one after turning in his comedy chops for a little bit of lo-fi. Actually made the transition quite smoothly, surprisingly so. Definitely between that, I think, Will He? Those are the two songs I really like. Rest of them, I'm not as big on it. I didn't really listen to that much of his Pink Guy career. I did like Fried Noodles a lot, but that was about it. Check them out if you like this kind of music, because, and probably if you do, you probably listen to them already. So, well, maybe I've steered someone. Anyway, so the next couple songs are going to get a little wild. This one I listened to at work today, doing some data entry. No, I think I was actually transcribing some code onto paper because I'm a paper person. Slowly killing trees one notepad at a time. I'm sorry, but this is a very wild song and I'm ready to show it to all of you. I don't think you guys are ready. I'm not.
Hey, you're real pissed, baby. You think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you. Yeah. vibe. I am for days, I'm trying to get it right. Tried it all before, I tried it once again. I'm proud of all the
So, I told you, we're getting a little wild. But, so we started in on 100 Gex with Money Machine. This has been this is from their album 1000 Gex, first full-length album. It's like this the whole time. It has like 40... tags at the bottom of their Bandcamp from like emo rap post, I think it was like post club or something. Like, it's weird, and the album, the music video for this one is even weirder. But it's kind of awesome, to be honest. It kind of reminds me when I listened to Blarf for the first time. I was like, this is weird. This is weird. I'm kind of down, though. The next one was, and probably one of the few songs to really be able to pair this with, and also as well as why I have a show after 10 p.m., Aisha Radhika with Literal Legend. Gosh, this is such a... This is a song. It slaps. But man, is it wild. We're going to follow with some more pretty hard electronic. Both of them. Not dark, but we're going to go hard. It's going to go hard before it gets soft. And I just hope you guys are in for the ride that I'm putting you through, because this stuff's about to slap. And then the second one is just wild. My friend posted it on our chat, and I couldn't not put it down. And you'll find out why soon. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. It's gonna be a journey.
So much about you. I love you. Look at everything I've done for you. You'd be nothing without me. Why don't you answer me? I bet you're busy talking to some fucking slut. Fucking skank. Is she hotter than me? Would you fuck me? Are you gay? On Facebook, and now you're going to die. Facebook.
Young man traveling the seven seas. He was young, he was wild, and sometimes a bit impatient with the world. One day, he met an old lady in a dark corner of a tavern. She had an apple. "Eat this apple," she said. "Eat this apple and you will get rid of all the problems you will have with girls." And so he did. He waited. He waited for the apple to take effect. But then he felt there was something terribly wrong. He stumbled. He tried not to fall, but the pain was unimaginable. And then his teeth fell off. Devastated and deprived of his manhood, he lost the will to carry on. But then, he heard an ancient legend about a mystic animal which was said to hold the cure for his problem. The only thing he needed to do was to touch the horn of the... "Gosh, is my dick long, unicorn." He instantly set sail, went to Moon Island, found the beast, and after a long and furious battle, finally touched its horn. The curing process started immediately. In fact, the growth was so immense that from that moment on he was known as the three-legged pirate. He sailed back to the tavern, searched for the old lady, and then... they fucked all night.
So that happened. First one was Internet Friends by Knife Party from the EP 100% No Modern Talking. Gosh, this goes hard. Knife Party is one of my favorite electronic artists. It goes very hard. I think it's not... I think I'd put it actually very near Skrillex in regard to just going hard. And I think also working out like that little part of just using a little silence and the phone going off. It's so good. The pacing is really good before actually getting into the bass drop. Like, it really is a good I could talk about this all day, but it's a really good understanding of the need of the build up before the payoff, and the payoff is really good. It's really great. Honestly, another song that I really like from them is Bonfire, which is how I actually got into them. Back in the day, a little Boston radio history, 101.7 first started as an alternative station, or at least as far as I know of it was WFNX at the time, when I kind of started getting into music. That's how I learned about Metric and MGMT and Vampire Weekend. Obviously, it's probably was something before, but it really was WFNX to me. And then it ended, and then kind of went through an identity crisis. There was a point where I think there was one other, I think it was Evolution Radio. It was an iHeart radio station and just played dance music. And that's how I learned about Bonfire. Then that ended. And then at some point it became The Lighthouse. That ended pretty quickly. And then it now settling is The Bull 101.7, just country, which is all right. I mean, I'm not a big country fan. Like, I don't hate country. I know a lot of people who just hate country. I'm not that kind of person. But it's a long-winded thing to say. Knife Party was good. I learned about it through Bonfire. RIP WFNX or Evolution Radio. I wouldn't mind a comeback. Just saying. But next was Ty and LeShook from, it's the song Unicorn. It's a single. What do you even do with this one? It is wild. At first, I didn't like the song that much. And then I saw on my YouTube recommended, because you know how YouTube will just put back at you whatever you were listening to earlier. I was like, I'll click on it again. And then I've now listened three times. It is wild. Between these two songs, I almost thought of just doing a going really hard hour of just playing really hard hitting electro trash and drum and bass. And then I thought, I'll get heartburn. So I decided against it. I think it's time for us to get educated. Sadly, I don't have a guest today, so I can't really. I love putting other people in charge of this. They always love it. I love watching them do it. They get so excited. I get excited. It's just a great time. But I think we're going to talk about seatbelt safety. Here we go. Let's do not impossible. Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Who actually doesn't do their seatbelt? I actually wonder this. It feels uncomfortable not to. It feels like you're not secure. I mean, I grew up and that's literally the first thing. It's you gotta buckle up, bucko. I don't know why anyone would actually take off their seatbelt. It's so dangerous. It really is. I hate you. Good luck.
Who took the bomb?
Enjoyed this past core of songs. I'm telling you, it was a little softer, what I tell you. First one was Datsu Hikage no Ona from Otoboke Beaver. This is a single. This is also off there. Oh gosh, I can't remember the album name right now. It's gonna kill me. It's gonna kill me. Softly but surely. Oh gosh. Itegome Hits. That's it. Also as a single. This is a punk Kyoto-based band, all girls. They slap. Oh my gosh. They just had a Golden Week tour. I just found out about this band, and I'm already in love. I know I'm going to get the vinyl as soon as I can. It's amazing. I love this song. I love all of it. The whole album is actually just an experience. Next one was, to just match that, Decepticon by Le Tigre from their title or album. It's quite good, you know, such a classic. I just wanted to put it together. Anyway, now we're going to start getting a little closer to normalcy. Hope you enjoy this kind of electronic punkish journey for the most part. That's kind of the big chunk of what we've been doing. It's been fun. I'm loving it. We're moving on to something a little softer, but hope you guys enjoy no matter what.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind when love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed
Yeah.
hope you enjoy this last core of songs. First one was Breakbot with Baby I'm Yours. Heckin' love this song. I was here and I was like, oh, Hex, that's such a good song. Next one was The Bay by Metronomy from the album The English Riviera. Gosh, this is like, I really love this band. I've only really started to enjoy it over time. Like, not to say that I didn't like it, but like, gosh, it's a, between Burnt Thumb, newest singles coming off it, it's been really solid. Anyway, we're gonna kind of coming towards the twilight of this hour. Not fully twilight, but we're getting close. But we got a little rock, a little palate cleanser, I think. But I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. hope you enjoyed. I'm kind of cutting this core in half a little bit so I can kind of get in the piece of IDing, because you are currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. It's at the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This was the Pillows with Crazy Sunshine from the Fooly Cooly original soundtrack number 3. This is such a kick butt soundtrack. I love it. I have it in my car. It's been getting me through this past couple weeks. It's great rock. And there's like 3 volumes. This is volume 3. There are 3 volumes. And it's hard to say. The first two are kind of... First one is just a bunch of instrumentals or cut up versions. Second one is both soundtrack and voice drama, and then the third one is just the vocal versions of all of them, and it's all so wonderful. If you like rock, and especially alt rock, go check this out. Don't be put off that it's foreign. Don't do it to yourself, because it's just beautiful music. I don't understand a word they're saying, but it kind of doesn't matter, because what you're here for is that sweet 2000s electric music. It's wonderful. Go check it out. I love it so much. Coming towards the twilight of the Small Cactus Radio Hour, thank you guys for listening. DJ's probably gonna come in soon enough, so I got time for like one more song. Thank you for staying with me. This is another song, part of an album that's also been just getting me through the day in, day out commute. And I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's been real. It's been wow. Hasn't been that theoretical just yet. All right, guys. Have a wonderful night.